let's go ahead and get into our stories. Again, six stories. I read the headline. I read the first couple graphs, and I go to the journalists and I ask them to give me their take on it. So, Mr. Chris, we're going to start off with you. We're going to go, we're going to discuss a story that comes out of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. The headline is, many Florida insurance bills approved by legislature aim to save homeowners money. And if you're not aware of it, what happened is back during the pandemic, there was the collapse of a condominium tower. And also, too, shortly thereafter, there were some hurricanes that rolled through. And as a result, insurance companies are really taking it hard in terms of trying to go ahead and provide insurance for residential real estate or even commercial real estate in the state. So the legislature, realizing there's no state income tax, realizing that real estate is what fills the coffers, what they're trying to do is they're trying to bring insurance prices under somewhat of control. So some steps have been taken this recent Florida legislative session. And the story is about what we can anticipate based on the session that just recently ended. So, Mr. Gruce, again, the South Florida Sun Sentinel headline, many Florida insurance business bills approved by legislature aim to save homeowners money. I'll read you the first couple graphs, Mr. Gruce, then I want you to provide some insight. Here we go. Florida home insurance consumers got a mixed bag from Florida legislature this year. Lawmakers approved $200 million, a $200 million extension of the My Safe Florida Home program and created separate programs to help condo owners. But a bill allowing surplus lines line carriers to take out second home policies from state-owned Citizens Property Insurance Corporation was approved, which critics say could subject snowbirds to failures by insurers whose policies are not guaranteed by the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association. Legislature also failed to approve bills that would allow the Office of Insurance Regulation to increase limits on insurable values eligible for citizens coverage and prevent cancellation of or non-renewal of policies covering flood damage at homes. Mr. Gruce, that's a lot there. You went through, you read the article. Why don't you give us the takeaway? If somebody owns real estate, whether they're a primary user or whether or not they're a second home buyer or a snowbird, what really kind of came out of the legislative session that recently ended up in Tallahassee, Florida?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just tinkering on the edges. It's just diddling with what is really a massive, massive problem. And it's a never-ending story. This story has been going on for 30-plus years, ever since Hurricane Andrew and the creation of Citizens, the state's insurer of last resort. This story is a never-ending story of Florida. And basically, it comes down to whether Floridians want subsidized homeownership insurance or not. And this is the never-ending debate about Citizens, the role of the state, and the role of subsidies in the insurance market, and whether it should be a free market or whether it should be a state market. This is a never-ending story, and we never seem to resolve it. And it goes on and on, year after year after year. This is a never-ending story, and we are suffering the consequences of it with, you know, spiking rates. Nobody's happy. And the legislature just diddles and tinkers with the programs. And meanwhile, the rates keep going up. I will say, though, that, you know, obviously you mentioned real estate. I mean, real estate is the business of Florida. And so tourism, insurance, all of these things are aimed at, you know, making sure that the real estate market functions smoothly. And right now, there's a lot of people that are very unhappy about the insurance markets and what that's doing to the real estate industry and, real estate sales and, you know, the mess of the condos. I mean, it's just a huge mess. So eventually, I mean, I think the direction that we might be headed in is a full subsidized program that insures homeowners. But I mean, you're seeing right now the debates going on, like of whether and how much that should happen. So More of the same, and nothing will get the result this year. And everything that happened in this legislature is just tinkering around the edges.
No, Mr. Gruce, rapid fire, just a couple quick questions. Yes or no is all that a suffice. Back in season four, we talked about how Citizens, which is the public-private insurance company, state of Florida, it's an insurer of last resort, but ironically, Citizens charges lower prices than private sector. Yes or no, was that resolved? Is Citizens still cheaper than the private sector, or was anything done in order to make it the insurer of last resort price-wise?
Well, it's the insurer of last resort. So if you can't get insurance anywhere, you'll get it from Citizens. I mean,
But it's cheaper than private sector, in some cases it is.
In some cases it is. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, let's just say that it's not priced adequately for the risk.
Okay. That's fair.
That it's
that's
taken.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Another question. I'm doing my condo tours. I'm talking to a lot of people looking at condos. One of the issues that they're running into is that when you look at a maintenance fee for a tower, let's say downtown Miami, if they were to go and buy a condo in greater downtown Miami, they're looking at about 80 cents a square foot per month in terms of their maintenance fee, of which about 20% is earmarked for insurance costs based on the people I spoke to who run property management companies. So what I'm wondering, Mr. Gruce, a lot of investors are getting jammed up. They're fearful of buying into a condominium because there doesn't seem to be a cap in terms of how much insurance could go up as they go forward, because rents have a cap. So did the legislature do anything to try to get the insurance costs that is impacting so many prospective buyers of condos? Is there any reason that they should be hopeful, or is it still just blowing with the wind and going up with the rest of inflation?
No, it's worse than inflation. I'm hearing 40 to 50% increases in rates in condo towers. There's no cap. What investors are facing now is the uncertainty of what their maintenance fees are going to be. I mean, they could go up by, there's no limit to how this they can go up. It's just a big crisis. And if I were an investor or condo buyer, I would be extremely, extremely leery. And I would probably wait until, this year is passed to see at least the beginning of the year to see what the insurance costs are going to be.
Yep.
People are going to be shocked, I think.
And then finally, Mr. Gruce, anything in the legislature that dealt with what a lot of people are concerned with, and that is reserves that condo associations are going to have to sort of set aside as we go into 2025 as a result of the collapse, that Surfside disaster where nearly 100 people died, $1 billion was paid out. As a result of the building collapsing, but now a bunch of rules are in place and requirements are in place where associations are going to have to basically put money in reserves to get work done rather than kicking the can. Was there anything in the legislation that kind of dealt with this looming deadline of 2025? Even though
not that I know of,
not that you know of. Okay, okay, and I'm sure we'll see it as time goes by. Okay, fantastic.
So, Peter, can I say something on this topic?
Yes, please, Oscar.
So, I've done a lot of research on insurance in the last couple of years. And yes, insurance is high. There's no question. But I think also part of what homeowners can do and new homeowners can do is to try different strategies to try and reduce the cost. Because oftentimes what happens is that you get a policy that's written for you and you don't think that you can make changes, but you actually can. And there are ways to lower your costs. So, for example, you can talk to your insurance agent, let them know you're interested in lowering your premium. And you can look at different parts of the house that if you improve those parts, you reduce your insurance costs. So a roof can be that, windows can be that. In some cases, policies cover things that are never going to be replaced, like an exterior fence or something like that. The insurance companies have become much more careful as to how they do payouts. So you should ask them about, what is absolutely necessary to cover. Maybe you have a higher payment per month, but that brings down your premium. So there are lots of different things that you can work with your insurance agent and see if you can reduce your premium overall. And I know in my case, we had a high premium. We shopped around because we got a new management company. And they got a great rate for us, amazing rate. So sometimes you have an agent you've been working with for 40 years. That person is locked into something with a company for whatever reason, and they're not really being aggressive about looking around. But if you work with a management company that covers many condominium associations, sometimes they can find policies that are less expensive. So I think there are ways to mitigate it. It's still an issue like everything else in Florida.
That's a great point, Oscar. Thank you for adding that. And I will mention my conversations with people in the insurance industry. They make a 10% commission based on the policy they put out.